Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan. 17 years she's been a member. We're so officially now, we're into her 18th year. We're starting her 18th year as a member, as an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We're so proud of her and her organization, SBECouncil.org, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, is the organization. Karen, talk to us about some of the things that you're working on right now, and also some of the key. Let's bore down into maybe two or three of the big sure. Ideas that you're going to be working on in 2015.
Yeah, well, we're already meeting with the new committee chairs, new members of Congress, the Senate and the House leadership on those issues, and we're going to basically be focusing on where the big opportunities are and where the big threats continue to be. So, opportunity clearly, tax reform is a big one.
Is the president going to sign that?
No, he may. I mean, if they come, I mean,
isn't that the closest thing they've got to a real bipartisan thing?
Yes, it is, and so that is where we're really going to be focusing a lot of our time on is their issues. Huge opportunity for business owners and entrepreneurs to get some certainty in the tax code, lower rates, and we may not get the entire tax system reformed, but if we can move forward and take the big first bite at the apple and then, finish off the rest in the next Congress or under a new administration, that would be great. So tax reform is huge. Fixing Obamacare, because that's really crushing our members in terms of the costs and the uncertainties and where the whole thing is going. So there's a lot of opportunities there to fix some of the rules and regs around Obamacare that will hopefully provide them with some relief and some certainty. Regulatory.
Will you do an amicus brief for the case before the Supreme Court? Have you done that? Anything like that?
No, we have not done that. I mean, we may still consider doing that.
Of the 107 lawsuits against the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. One of them, which is huge, is in front of the Supreme Court right now. That's what I was talking about. Go ahead, Karen.
Exactly. On regulatory reform, again, opportunities and threats. We're really going to be working to make sure, some of the big regulations, for example, coming out of the EPA. Whether it's, the big ozone regulation, whether it's CO2 mandates, the mandates on existing, power plants, all these things that could potentially drive up the cost of energy, put coal out of business, impact the future of our energy industry, which so many small business owners are benefiting from and really driving in terms of the growth of the energy sector here in the U.S.
What would our economy be like right now without energy? I don't even want to think about it.
No, in terms of jobs, you're right. In terms of just the vast number of
jobs. See, that industry just ripples through so many other industries. It's just got direct, not a dotted line, a direct line to so many other industries and housing. And I mean, it's just everything.
We wouldn't have no new net business creation if it wasn't for the energy.
No, that's right.
I'll
tell you something. If it weren't for energy, we might have gone back into a recession in the last 5 years.
Exactly. And, Jim, there's so many other rules and regs, but the FCC on its internet regulation, Department of Labor on its workforce, there's a lot of regulations that we're really hoping to, once we're having a lot of input on right now, we're filing comments, we're meeting with regulators, but if they decide to finalize really bad rules, then, we're going to be working with Congress.
You're going after
them. And have them flex their muscle on.
And you talk to your members. This is the thing about being a member of the SBCE Council. You talk to your members about what they want, don't you?
We do.
And get their input. You bring some of them in to testify, too, don't you?
We get them involved, and that's what we need more of, is business owners willing to step up, talking to members, coming to Washington. It makes a difference. It really does. Showing up matters, Jim. I have to tell you.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
In Washington, it's not 80%, it's 100%. Karen, you got a book project you're working on you wanted to mention.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be posting by tomorrow and then distributing to our network really the favorite, best, and most impactful books that many of our experts and leading experts on small business in the country have recommended. For example, Jim, you are part of this expert panel that we said, look, if you had a, buy an entrepreneur or aspiring entrepreneur a book for Christmas or for the new year, what would that book be? What would be the most important book? So you've weighed in on that. Melinda Emerson, who's the New York Times.
Our buddy Andrew Sherman, our other sweetie Barbara Weltman, they're part of that. I recommended a book that I'm jealous of because I wish I'd written that book. Hey, Karen, thanks again for 17 great years. Let's do 17
right.
more.
You bet. Merry Christmas.
Karen
and holidays.
Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, one of my heroes. She'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.